Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Work hard, get in the game, play to win, and most of all, have a good time. Have fun. The more people tell you it's not possible, that it can't be done, the more you should be absolutely determined to prove them wrong. Treat the word impossible as nothing more than motivation. Following your convictions means you must be willing to face criticism from those who lack the same courage to do what is right.
So, you know, yeah, there's a certain energy you have to get. You have to build up the energy.
But the fact is, no one has ever achieved anything significant without a chorus of critics standing on the sidelines explaining why it can't be done. Nothing is easier or more pathetic than being a critic, a small group of failed voices who think they know everything and understand everyone, want to tell everybody else how to live and what to do and how to think. But you aren't going to let other people tell you what you believe. And you will win, and help people in doing so. Being an outsider is fine. Embrace the label, because it's the outsiders who change the world and who make a real and lasting difference. The more that a broken system tells you that you're wrong, the more certain you should be that you must keep pushing ahead. Sometimes in life, to be successful, oftentimes, most of the time, you have to follow your instincts. You have to follow your gut. You have to. But the future belongs to the dreamers, not to the critics. The future belongs to the people who follow their heart no matter what the critics say, because they truly believe in their vision. Go out, have a great time in life, compete. Do you guys want to be successful or don't you care? Okay, you better believe it.
You can do anything. You can be anything you want to be, but in order to succeed, you must find out what you love to do. You have to find your passion, no matter what they tell you.
And if you can't handle pressure, you have to know that about yourself. You have to know that about yourself. So, handle pressure. If you can't, that's okay.
In life, I always tell this to people, you have to know whether or not you continue to have the momentum. And if you don't have it, that's okay. Because you're going to go on, and you're going to learn, and you're going to do things that are great. But you have to know about the word momentum.
And I've seen so many instances where people with great talent went into things that they didn't love, and they failed.
When you do something that you love, remember this, it's not work. So you'll work 24/7, you're going to work all the time. And at the end of a year, you're not really working. You don't think of it as work. When you're not doing something that you like, that's called work, and it's hard work and tedious work. So as much as you can, do something that you love, work hard, and never, ever give up, and you're going to be tremendously successful. Tremendously successful.
I really love what I do, and I'm good at it. And I mean, we're doing things all over the world, and they're such incredible projects.
buildings, which I love and what I do best. What, look, we've had tremendous success with The Apprentice. It became the number one show on television. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, experience is just a wonderful thing. Learning from experience is a wonderful thing. If you can learn from other people's experience, that's even better, though. If you see other people making mistakes, learn from it. You don't have to make those mistakes yourself. If you don't have energy, you have nothing. And I see some people, they have no energy. And I say they'll never make it. They're never going to make it. And I see other people, they have the energy. Now, you need the brain and you need the ideas. You can't have a lot of energy and bad ideas and not too smart. But you need energy levels to be successful. So, I mean, I see a lot of qualities. And I've watched it over a period of a lifetime. The people that have the energy, the people that have the drive, and the people that don't stop, that don't quit, those are the people that really succeed. I still think ultimately it's about quality. You've got to do quality work. And to me, that's more important than the brand. You want to talk about yourself truthfully. I mean, you have to understand yourself, and you want to speak truthfully about yourself. And if it's not going to be truthful, what's the purpose of it? Telling people of your achievement, who else is going to talk about it? If you're successful, if this man's successful and nobody knows it, and he wants to show his success, I guess he's got to toot his own horn and let him do it. It can be done tastefully. It can be done nicely. But if you've had a certain success and you want people to know about it, I think it's fine to toot your own horn. Show me a person without ego, and I'll show you a loser almost every time. I mean, you need ego to drive you. You need ego for success. And it's very rare. And, you know, I guess it can happen. Maybe inheritance or something. Show me somebody that has no ego who's become very successful. Somebody said, what about Mother Teresa? I said, okay, you got me. But she probably had a much bigger ego than you have any idea, believe me. I guarantee she had plenty of ego. But it is true. I mean, people without ego don't succeed. Branding is, you know, a very interesting thing. But I said today, it's, to me, more about the quality of what I do. I build great buildings. And I believe those buildings really speak for themselves. And you can't fool the public by putting the name Trump on a building, and it's not a great building. The public is very smart. They'll give it a good, solid look, and maybe that's the advantage I have over anybody else. But in the end, it's about quality. You have to give them the product. And I feel strongly about that.
I have my own opinions. You can have your own opinions.
So what I do is I go by my instinct. I go by my gut. If I want to do something, I do it. If I don't want to do something, I don't do it.
Money does not buy happiness, and it does not buy lots of other things. But it certainly makes life easier. And it really does create, it lets me create what I want to do artistically. Because I'm an artist. In a certain sense, I'm an artist. I build the greatest buildings in the world. Most of my business is the building of things. And I get great artistic pride out of a great building like Trump Tower. And I put up great things. And having money and having the kind of access to money that I have allows me to do what I like to do best. I had faced the possibility of losing everything. And I went back to work. I focused. Focused my mental energies, and I survived. Most people didn't survive. I mean, a lot of my friends, a lot of good people and bad people had to go bankrupt, and you know, never heard from them again, and you probably never will hear from them again.
I get paid a lot of money to make speeches, and I give the money to charities, and I'm happy about it and all this, but one of the words I've added over the last couple of years was pressure. I told you, I've had friends that went bankrupt, and they've never been able to come back. You know, they've never been able to, and I never went bankrupt. But I will tell you, I've had tough times like everybody. I don't consider them tough times. I consider it a learning experience. You know, I learned a lot in the early 90s when everyone was going down the tubes. The real estate markets had totally collapsed. You couldn't get 10 cents from the banks. When I went through tough times, I learned a lot. First of all, I learned a lot about myself. I learned I could take it because I had friends that went through tough times, and some committed suicide. Some just went into a shell. Some went home and said, Mama, don't let me out in the real world again. A lot of people don't have the ability to handle pressure. And I say you have to learn that about yourself, because I really believe that to a large extent is an innate ability.
Yeah.
You have to learn that about yourself, because if you're going to be an entrepreneur, if you're going to be very successful, you're going to have ups, you're going to have downs, you're going to make mistakes. You have to have the ability to handle pressure. And if you don't, you should get a great job and enjoy your life. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. Are you able to sleep at night and get up the next morning and go out and just absolutely destroy the competition? Because if you don't have that ability, it's very hard to be an entrepreneur. So what you do is you learn about yourself a lot. So when you go through tough periods, you want to get through it, you want to get done. But think about it as a learning experience.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.